Join us this week as we descend into the darker side of human nature and uncover the shadows that dwell in the unknown. From chilling true crime and gruesome murders to spine-tingling paranormal encounters that defy explanation, we're peeling back the curtain on things that go bump in the night. So grab a flashlight and maybe a blanket, because you're listening to The Guilty and the Ghostly. Welcome back to the podcast.
There we go. That'll work. Welcome back, Seth. It's been a minute.
Yeah, the last time I was here, I was kind of sick. I mean, I was getting over it, but...
And I was very sick.
Yeah, you was coughing your head off.
Yup. Then we went on vacation. Josh and I did one. Tori and I did a two-parter. That was our first two-parter. That was kind of cool doing that.
I don't think I've listened to the second part yet. The first one. Ooh, good Lord. I don't think I've heard the Slenderman story, like, ever.
It's crazy.
At least the lore behind it. I've heard of Slenderman, but I've never heard kind of where it came from or even who started it.
Did you know Creepypasta?
I've heard of the channel before.
Okay. Like, I felt super old when Tori's like, what is that?
I don't know if... Have you ever heard of the Russian sleep experiment?
Yes.
That one's kind of interesting. That'd be worth covering too, I think. Kind of spooky.
Yeah. That'd be a good one for October.
Yeah.
I've got some ideas for October too that I'll tell you later. So we want to keep it a secret, but I've got an idea for some October episodes.
Sweet.
We'll do some cool ones. So what have you been up to?
Working, taking care of Hadley.
Yeah.
She's getting absolutely huge. It's crazy.
Now.
Last Monday, she had a kind of like 1 year appointment. She's not quite at a year.
Yeah.
She's getting big. Yeah. She said she was a little bit lower weight than expected as far as how big she was when she was a little bit younger. But she's a lot longer than she was the last time we went to.
We went through that with Jackson, too, because his problem was he was so fat when he was born. And then as soon as he started crawling, it just, like, started melting off.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, he's been on the lower percentile on weight. And height, which is crazy because the girls have always been like 90th percentile for height. May's been like 98th percentile in height and 40% in weight. And he's like 50% in height and 40% in weight.
You're a little bit different.
He's a little guy.
He's taking after Josh.
Yeah. We've got some fun this weekend.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
We get to go see the Mexican OT. So we're going to go to that concert in College Station, I believe. So that'll be fun. We get to go do that on Sunday. And it ended up being a sibling trip. So it's going to be me, Josh, Seth, and Tori.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun. It'll be exciting. I don't really have a whole lot to go over as far as true crime. Although there's been a lot going on. I'm still watching the Baby Emmanuel case. Have you seen about that?
You may have to jumpstart it. I'm sure I've
heard. 7 month old, and his mom said she went and changed his diaper in the car. And supposedly she was, she had her back towards the road or whatever. And supposedly a guy came up behind her and said, "Hola," and punched her in the face and stole her kid.
Okay. And all the kid's missing?
Yeah, can't find the kid. Well, all of that has since basically been proven a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And mom and dad are now arrested. It's come out that dad in 2018 abused his child with an ex-wife, and this child is severely physically disabled, like wheelchair bound. Like, I don't know how he was walking the streets, honestly. It is heartbreaking. And even I was watching something today, and they said, like, the judge who okayed him to go back to the public on that case did not do his job. There's no reason. If he would have done his job, this wouldn't have happened with this
kid. Absolutely.
Where did this happen? Is it around here?
No, California, I think.
No surprise there. The judges in California,
Yeah.
they let murderers go
It's
all the time.
crazy, but they still have not found the baby. But when they search the house, there's no pictures of the baby. There's no like belongings of the baby. So now they're trying to figure out how long has he been gone, and they think it's been about a month before they did this whole he was kidnapped.
Yeah, kidnapped. Yeah.
Yeah. So very heartbreaking. Hopefully they find him. And
So disappointing.
yeah. So that's about it. I've been watching the Cardi B trial a little bit. That's been kind of fun. She's so spicy.
There is some more, like, I don't news around here. There was a man shot out on the lake. Did you hear about that?
Yes. So that, I'm glad you brought that up. I was going to talk about it. I actually went to school with Corey.
Did you really?
We hung out with a lot of the same people. We hung out in high school, of course, with adulthood and everything. We kind of drifted apart, but I still seen him like at the kids' games and stuff. Say hey, we talk, catch up, and go on. So
I was asking Garrett about it because he's like a year older than Garrett, so I figured he would probably
he
know.
turned 36 today, actually.
Did he really?
He would have
Damn.
turned 36 today. Heartbreaking. 18-year-old. I guess there was some kind of verbal or some kind of altercation, and an 18-year-old went to his car and shot him multiple times, took off. Of course, they had a big manhunt going on, and he ended up driving to the next town over and turning himself in at a gas station. So it's very heartbreaking. Prayers, love, everything to Corey's family. That I just. It's crazy to think that somebody that I knew and went to school with and friends
You
with.
wouldn't think this sort of thing would happen in the area
No,
we live in, but it's happened quite a bit, actually.
yeah,
It's
so
kind of sad. There
kind
was also a woman, or I say a woman, there was a body found in one of the lakes in town.
Yes, she went missing in like 2013. She called her mom and said, "Hey, I need a ride." Mom lived literally like 2 miles from where she called, left to go find her, and they couldn't find her. She's missing. Well, that was in, I think, 2018, if I'm not mistaken, and they just searched a pond about a mile, just a mile from where she went missing, and they believe they found her finally this
I don't
week.
know how true it is, but I seen the post on Facebook or whatever. I went to the comments and somebody posted something about the same pond they found her book bag like
Yeah,
150
right
feet
there,
from it.
right? So it's been there this whole time.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And then all the stuff at the schools, is it Kilgore, maybe? We've got a lot going on around here, y'all. I think it was in Kilgore where
The little boy.
yeah, got in a fight and got his head.
Yeah, body slammed and
Yeah.
he's got like six stitches and
Multiple skull fractures. And then in Arp, a teacher was arrested because her 24-year-old son knocked up a 14-year-old girl and she didn't turn it in. Like, she didn't report it. And she has to report it being a teacher, and she didn't. So now they're both under arrest.
Yeah.
Wild.
Our
Very wild.
little area has been wild
Popping off.
now. Yeah, I don't know.
It's been crazy. So stay safe, guys. Be smart.
Make good decisions.
Yeah, make good decisions. That's hard to do sometimes. Well, I've got a good one today. I told you very vague details about it.
And it sounded very interesting. It had me on the edge of my seat, metaphorically speaking, we were standing in the kitchen.
Is watching me make dinner and then realize I didn't have everything to make. So now we gotta wait till Josh gets home so I can finish. So maybe we'll get lucky and he'll finish it while we're in here. As soon as we're done.
Don't get your hopes up.
As soon as we're done, we can go eat. So we are covering bog bodies.
That's such a like weird statement right there.
Yeah, not something you'd think. So hidden beneath the quiet, misty wetlands of Northern Europe lie some of the most astonishing and unsettling discoveries in archaeology, called bog bodies. Each body carries a story of ritual, sacrifice, or violence, offering a chilling glimpse into the beliefs from over 2,000 years ago. So, bog bodies are naturally preserved human remains found in peat bogs, mainly across Northern Europe, especially in Denmark, Ireland, Germany, and the UK and the Netherlands. Which basically, when you run my ancestry, when I did that on ancestry.com, that's basically everything that I was.
That's pretty neat.
Majority of it was Irish and I think Denmark, if I'm not mistaken. It's crazy. The unique chemistry of peat bogs consists of acidic water, low temperatures, and a lack of oxygen. This prevents decay and preserves soft tissue, skin, hair, and even the stomach contents for thousands of years.
That's wild. So they can see these corpses, what their final meals were leading up to their demise.
Oh, you just wait. You just wait. So this gives archaeologists insight into Iron Age rituals, diet, clothing, and social structures, since scientists can study their last meals, injuries, and then the burial context.
I guess that's pretty sweet coming from a scientist's point of view.
Yeah.
It's got like everything you need there and it's all perfectly preserved.
This was so interesting to research. Like, so far, I think this was my favorite one to look into.
So how did you hear about it?
Originally from Morbid, okay. They're a true crime podcast. Ash and Elena, they're amazing. Go listen to them if you haven't. It's they're actually niece and aunt, but they're so close in age, kind of like Addie and Tori, that they were raised as sisters, and so their dynamic's really good. I really enjoy them. And Elena is like super smart. And the amount of research and like details that she digs up is insane. And she was a coroner?
Medical examiner?
Yes. There's another word for it and I'm blanking. I don't remember. But yeah, autopsy tech.
Okay, yeah.
So she's very interesting. She's written two books now. I've read one of them. The other one's on my reading list, but I have to wait for it to become available. So she's good. I enjoy them. Well, a bog is a type of wetland. Basically, it's just land that is saturated with water year-round. Unlike swamps or marshes, bogs form in cooler, wet climates where rainwater is the main source. So no rivers, no like groundwater or anything entering it. It's just rainwater. That's it.
See, I thought a bog was a marsh. I just figured it was like a different word for it.
So very similar. It's just not hot and swampy. Like
right. It's an entirely different climate.
Yeah. Over thousands of years, plants like, I had to make sure I said it right, sphagnum moss.
Oh my goodness. That was almost like getting canceled. Word. Yeah.
Over thousands of years, plants like sphagnum moss build up into thick layers of peat, which is partially decayed plant matter. Bogs are very acidic, meaning they have a very low pH, and this prevents bacteria and fungi from breaking everything down, so it slows down the process. Normal decomposition of bodies doesn't happen like in regular soil. The consistently cold, damp conditions basically refrigerates anything that ends up inside. It slows down decay even further, and the sphagnum moss releases a substance that actually tans the skin like leather.
I hate that the fact you use refrigerate for that.
Oh, just wait.
That's so gross.
Just wait. That is why many bog bodies have dark, leathery skin, shrunken features, and reddish brown hair. Maybe we should have ate first, or maybe it's a good thing we're eating later.
That's so wild.
The bog water completely changes the color of the hair and the skin. So when someone ends up in the bog, their body doesn't just rot away. Like it's
there. Changes. I mean, it becomes part of the system, I'm assuming.
It basically pickles. The body's basically pickled by the bog's chemistry and has lasted over 2,000 years with skin, hair, fingerprints, and of course their last meal.
That's so gross. Pickle them. Well, I'm going to ask it. I'm sure somebody's probably wondering, do you think it probably tastes like pickling like a cucumber?
No, it's skin. It's meat. It'd be like beef jerky.
Pickled beef jerky?
Well, you don't have the vinegar in it. So it'd just be like beef jerky, right?
I guess. Like really, really, really dehydrated beef jerky, but not dehydrated at the same time because it's a
wet environment. Wait till you see the pictures.
Oh, God.
As these bodies were being discovered, scientists were able to determine that most of these people were brutally murdered.
Oh, man. So this is some killer's dumping ground?
We'll see. Experiencing very violent deaths, over 1,000 bog bodies have been discovered across northern Europe in the last 400 years. Many were unfortunately destroyed soon after discovery. Either they were damaged by machinery or by peat cutters thinking they were odd objects. So they were just like cutting through it and like, oh, what's this chunk of wood here? And toss it. And no, it was a piece of a body.
Do you think that happens more often than, like, what if, like, they were, like, because, you know, back when we were doing, like, the tree work and stuff like that, and Dad would dig up holes and stuff like that, we'd find petrified wood all the time.
What if it was
not petrified wood? That's so wild.
And you've got, I always think of, like, construction workers and, like, these highway people, because it's just a vacant, it used to be just a vacant wooded area, and now they're going in there to develop it. How many bodies are found that way, or how many are not even found, just plowed over?
Right. And, oh, that was a weird log.
Yeah. It's crazy to think. And it shows how morbid I am. When I'm driving down the road, sometimes I'm like, I check the wooded areas. I'm like, is there a dead body? Or along the roadways, is there a dead body?
It's not that bad. Back when I was in school, on our bus route, we rode over, you know, the Kickapoo Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you go over a bridge, you can kind of, like, especially with, like, creeks, you can look down it. You can see pretty far down the creek for, like, I want to say the better part of 2 months at least, if not longer. I would look down the same creek, and I shit you not, I would see, like, it looked like a trash bag, but it was far too big to be a trash bag.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it definitely looked like it was the shape of a body, but I was like,
probably
10, 11, 12. I wasn't going to be like, Mom, can we go down to the Kickapoo Creek so I can walk down there and see if this is a body?
Yeah. That same creek.
My goodness.
When I was in high school, that same creek, some headless zebra showed up in there.
Some what?
A headless zebra.
Zebra?
Zebra.
I had thought I heard you right, but I had to make sure.
Yeah.
Where did... What?
Some people speculate, you know how we have these high game fences around here and they have like exotic animals. Some mm-hmm. of them are wondering either did they dispose of it or did somebody steal it and take the head as a trophy and dump the body?
Oh, yeah. That's probably exactly what it was.
Yeah. So crazy. Well, the bodies quickly decay after being removed from the bogs unless precautions are taken. Today, there's only about 200 to 300 that remain intact and are preserved in museums or collections. Who the hell's going to collect a bog body?
What is the proper procedure for preserving a bog body?
Pickle.
Yeah, big old jar of vinegar.
So let's dig into what they were able to find on these bodies. So I'm basically going body by body.
I'd have a finger. Could you imagine just having a jar on your kitchen counter of like...
That's my finger.
Right. No, this is like a 3,000-year-old finger.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of... I mean, I guess it takes that morbid...
A little, yeah.
Compass, because people keep wet specimens.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a human, but it's a wet specimen.
Mm-hmm.
And I've thought about getting some for in here.
That would be pretty neat to look at. It'd be an interesting, like, little backsplash or what you call that.
So, I don't know if I could go that far to have a human body part. What if you have surgery and have a finger or something, a toe removed? Would you keep it?
Yeah. I mean, if they could, you know, obviously put it in something where it's not going to rot and stink up the room, you know.
Formaldehyde or whatever.
Or whatever it takes. But it would be kind of interesting. But
then you have to switch that formaldehyde every now and then. Because I think, if I'm not mistaken, you do have to change that stuff every now and then. So then you have to handle your cut off pinky toe. Hold this for
me. Appendage, whatever it is.
That's wild. Well, the way I did it is I have basically, like I said, there's over thousands of bodies that have been found. I basically just took the most known ones mm-hmm. and have the information on that. So the first one is the Tolland. I don't.
The T-Man.
These names are wild. I did try to go back and look on how to pronounce them. Some of them that are like in the story, I didn't. Mm-hmm. But at least the names of the bodies, I tried to look it up. But they're still hard to pronounce. So on May 6th, 1950, two brothers named Viggo and Emil Hodgegaard were working as peat cutters in Denmark. As they were digging, they came across what looked like a body of a recently murdered man. They immediately called the police, and it wasn't until archaeologists arrived that the truth would be uncovered. This wasn't a crime scene, but a 2,300-year-old time capsule. Radiocarbon dating placed who would become known as the Tolland Man around the pre-Roman Iron Age. Tolland Man's head and face are so well preserved that his eyelashes, beard stubble, and wrinkles were still visible.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. They estimated him to be about 40 years old, 5'3", and had a slight build. He only wore a pointed sheepskin and wool cap that was tied under his chin. No other clothing was found. He's naked. He's a naked man.
He was probably robbed.
Just wait. Archaeologists found a tightened leather noose around his neck, and it was still knotted. His neck had marks that were consistent with hanging. His head was so well preserved that they were also able to determine that his tongue was slightly swollen, which is further evidence of asphyxiation.
Right. And if you get hung, your neck breaks, right? And it's like...
A lot of the times, yeah. And to think this is a 2,300-year-old body, and it is so well preserved, they could tell his tongue was swollen. Unlike criminals from that period, Ptolemaine's burial seemed to be very careful and deliberate. He was placed in a fetal position, eyes and mouth closed, looking as if he was just sleeping. This made people believe that he was a ritual sacrifice to the gods and not an execution. His stomach contents were also still so well preserved, scientists were able to analyze his final meal. He had eaten porridge made of barley and flax seed along with other wild seeds. They determined that he had eaten 12 to 24 hours before his death. They found more than 40 different types of seeds, some being considered weeds. Who wants that job to sort all the different seeds in this 2003? This
petrified body, stomach. That's gross.
Yeah. They believe these were chosen deliberately due to ritual significance rather than nutrition. There was no meat found in his stomach. This also hints at a religious dietary rule due to sacrifice. In the Iron Age of Denmark, bogs were seen as a mystical gateway to the gods of or the underworld. Offerings of weapons, treasures, and human sacrifices were often made to the deities. They would in return provide fertility, victory, and or survival. It is believed that Ptolemaine may have been sacrificed to the Nerthus or fertility gods, asking for good harvest and protection. Many bog bodies have been found, but Ptolemaine is considered one of the most famous. His face is often referred to as haunting but peaceful, looking as if he's asleep. You ready to see him?
Oh, maybe.
Let me finish this and then I'll let you see him. It's also been said that he is the best preserved face from prehistory. He provides a rare human connection to people who lived over 2,000 years ago. He has laid the groundwork for bog body research worldwide, and questions are often brought up asking if bog bodies are sacrificed willingly or are they chosen victims. Ptolemaine blurs the line between history, archaeology, mystery, and his serene face hides answers to questions that they may never know. Today, his head is displayed at the Silkeborg Museum in Denmark and preserved in a glass case. So if you want to go see him, you can go to Denmark. And this, I couldn't get a very big picture, so let me see if I can see. That's his face.
Whoa, okay. All right.
And you can see his little cap that he had on. You can see the noose right there.
That's pretty wild.
And you can literally see every wrinkle on his face.
Right. It just looks like somebody laying on the ground.
Like, it is crazy. Crazy.
It does look super leathery, though.
Yes.
Like, you remember that episode of SpongeBob where they're doing, like, the tanning still?
Yeah. It almost looks like a bronze statue.
Yeah, kind of.
So that was the Ptolemaine. Okay, I looked up how to say this. I believe you say Grubau. Grubau. Just 2 years later, after the Ptolemaine's discovery, on a cold April morning in 1952, a group of peat cutters from a small Danish village of Grubau struck something unusual in a bog. At first, they thought it was a tree root tangled in the wet earth. As they started digging, a human hand emerged. That would be scary.
I'm going home, guys.
That's it. I'm off. I'm done. Word spread quickly, and soon the villagers gathered around the edge of the bog. What they saw was unsettling. It was a body of a man laying face down, skin still intact. His hair was pressed flat to his skull, looking as if he only died a few days ago. The police were called, and soon rumors of a murder began to swirl around. But just like before, when archaeologists arrived, the truth would be revealed. This wasn't the work of a modern killer. The man had been in the bog for over 2,000 years. His skin and hair were darkened by the bog. He showed some stubble on his chin. His hands were smooth and without callus, resting by his sides. The craziest detail of all was the single deep wound across his neck that went from ear to ear. Estimated to be about 30 years of age at the time of his death, about 5 feet 9 inches tall. He's a tall boy. No major signs of long-term illness or malnutrition suggested he may have been wealthy. His teeth showed heavy wear with cavities, but they believed this was a sign that his diet was rich in coarse grains and starches. The throat wound was so deep, it severed his windpipe and major blood vessels. His death would have been quick, but extremely violent.
Very personal.
There was also a skull fracture.
Dang, so it whacked him over the head and
he's out. It is believed that would have happened before his throat was cut, possibly to stun or incapacitate him. He had a leg injury. They believe it could have been from him being dragged into the bog or maybe when he was thrown into the bog. Just like the Tallinn man, he was naked. Last meal of porridge and many different seeds and grains, just like before. His stomach also contained ergot fungus. This fungus can cause hallucinations and convulsions. Many wonder if it was ingested accidentally or intentionally. His body is also displayed at Mosgaard Museum in Denmark in a special case that mimics the bog's conditions. Yeah. This one's wild looking.
Oh, gross.
That's like nightmare fuel.
Yeah, it is.
Can you imagine waking up and that be laying next to you?
Right. If I didn't know any better, I'd say that's what an alien with like a red hair would look like. that's disturbing.
It's wild looking. And his hair is red, I guess from the bog, but like, again, it looks like a bronze statue with a red wig on it.
I wonder if it still feels like hair. Like, it looks like it does.
It looks pretty coarse, like it maybe be coarse.
Yeah, but he's definitely a ginger now.
Yeah, he's definitely a ginger. So then we have, I'm going to butcher this, Klonikovan man and the old Krohan man. Often when people talk about the Klonikovan and the old Krohan man, they also... Okay, I'm skipping that. I cannot say those words. The Klonikovan is spelled Klonikavan.
My goodness.
The other one is Oldcroghan. English is my first language, okay.
Yeah, because it's like a different place that must be pronounced differently.
So these two were found just a few weeks apart and only 25 miles from each other in Ireland. Many archaeologists believe that they both represent the same ritual practice of kingship. The Klonikovan man was believed to be between the ages of 25 to 40 years old at the time of his death. Height of 5'10" with a smaller frame. He had an unusual hairstyle that was styled with pine resin that would have been imported from continental Europe. Leading experts believe he had possible connections in trade and held a higher status. The old Krohan man was believed to be 25 to 30 years old at the time of his death. 6'6", which is at that time was considered very tall.
That's tall now.
Yeah. He had a larger build, muscular, and his hands were uncalloused and unworked. He also had what was considered a unique trait of broad shoulders, suggesting elite or noble status. He's a big man. Both men suffered very violent deaths. Cloney Ka Van Man had three heavy blows to the head with a sharp object, resulting in his skull and nose being smashed.
Oh, man.
He was disemboweled. His stomach was completely sliced open. You thought it was bad before. Are you ready for this next sentence? His nipples were cut. During his time period, this was considered symbolic humiliation, possibly stripping him of his kingship. He was also naked.
His nipples?
His nipples were cut.
His nipples are very valuable.
They got them. You're not a man anymore. You don't, taking your nipples.
You don't want to lose your nipples.
The old crow Han man had his arms cut off at the elbows.
Oh my god.
His nipples were also sliced. He had a deep stab wound or had deep stab wounds in his chest. He had ropes threaded through holes in his upper arms. Just let that sink in for a minute.
What I want to know is this just like, is this ritualistic for like a group of people or a person?
Many experts suspect it was either for restraint or possibly a ritualistic display.
No, that's torture. That is
torture. Like the Cloney Ka Van, he was left naked in the bog. The Cloney Ka Van man's last meal was a vegetarian meal of grains and vegetables, and the old Crow Han man's last meal was wheat and buttermilk porridge. Again, no meat for either of the men.
I wonder if that was just a thing for the area, though, because you got to think back in the time, big game, it'd be hard to land, you know what I'm saying? And then even if you did have big game, how do you preserve it other than smoking it?
I think I may have looked it up, and I may mention it later on, but they did have access to meat back then. Mm. They believed that these people were chosen for sacrifices and were not allowed to eat meat. It was something part of their ritual that they weren't allowed to eat meat.
Right.
Just the porridge and vegetables and seeds. In early Celtic society, the king's body symbolized the health of the land. If crops failed, the king would... Oh my god. If crops failed, the king would often be sacrificed to restore the fertility of the land. The cuts to their nipples are especially symbolic. In Iron Age Ireland, sucking a king's nipple was a gesture of submission.
Stop.
By mutilating them, the victim was stripped of his kingship. So will you go suck your king's nipple?
No, I'm going to have to live in the forest and be, like, secluded.
Well, by mutilating them, the victim was stripped of his kingship. Both men also show what they call the triple death. They suffered from multiple forms of violent killings. The blows, the stabbings, dismemberment, and placing them in the bog were to make sure they fully satisfied the gods. But the men are displayed at the National Museum of Ireland in Dublin.
That had nothing to do with displaying it to the gods. That was somebody that was really, really angry.
And he just wanted to take it out. He's like, I'm doing it for the gods! Yeah. That's wild. Oh, and I need to show you their pictures. You ready to see?
So, you know, I was wondering why it's all just the heads, but it seems like they got to empty out the stomach, so... You probably don't want to see the bodies.
And then you're going to see this one.
Oh, man, is there a body?
Not a full body, but... And because as soon as they're found, they start decomposing because they've been kept in the bog. And as soon as they're lifted up...
That's gross.
This one is the... Cloney Ka Van.
See what you're having a hard time saying that.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Yeah. Wild.
That looks like the clicker.
You can see his hair. Like, it's crazy.
Looks like a clicker from The Last of Us.
You see his missing nipples?
Do. Where his nipples should be.
That is, and I think that was the one that his arms were cut off.
I wonder how they do that.
The nipples or the arms?
My God, the nipples.
Oh.
Sure, the arms are probably just as bad, but like, you think it's like one slice? You think they
pinch it And then
they got to. That's probably why there's big indentions right there, because they got into it, you know what I'm saying?
And then this one, you don't even see his head. You only see his body. I bet I could have found a picture of his head, but I thought the body was pretty interesting.
Yeah!
Like a human raisin.
Yeah, that's a good description of it. That looks like a zoomed in picture of a raisin. If it was like
had
just
arms.
Yeah.
You know those chicken with the arms?
Yes.
That's what it looks like with the raisin.
That's so funny.
So weird.
That's not funny. That's just gross. But the chickens with arms, that's hilarious.
I've seen them for the cats now too. And I'm like, okay, we need to get Goose some. He would torture us all.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to talk about the Lindo Man. Much, much easier to pronounce. He was found on August 1st, 1984, located in Lindo Moss, Cheshire, England. Pete Cutter saw a foot sticking out of a machine scoop. Just like in the other cases, he was believed to be the result of a recent crime. Police were called. Upon further investigation, it was determined he was from the Iron Age of Britain.
Police were sent home. Archaeologists were sent in.
Around the time that Romans were starting to conquer the Celtic tribes. He looked to be about 25 years old at the time of his death. 5'7", a muscular build. His hands were smooth, showing no signs of manual labor. He had dark hair with a natural curl, along with a beard, a mustache that was still visible after 2,000 years later. His teeth were very white, no cavities, and he showed very little wear on his teeth. This was highly unusual for the time. It suggested that he had a good diet and possibly lived a privileged life. As for the death, again, very brutal. He had a sinew cord that left a deep groove on the back of his neck. He was...
Sinew? You know what that is, right?
No, I don't know what that is.
That's deer intestine. I'm fairly certain that's what the Indians would use to...
I meant to look it up before I did this, but I forgot.
I'm fairly certain it's deer intestine, but it's what the Indians would use to wrap their bows and stuff like that. Oh. I'm pretty sure they would use it for their
that's
strings
crazy.
And stuff.
Well, they used it as a noose.
That's nuts. That's really gross.
And it left a groove on the back of his neck. He was hit over the head, shattering his skull to most likely knock him unconscious. His throat was cut, slicing the jugular vein and carotid artery. His last meal consisted of bread made from wheat and barley. It was so well preserved that they could even tell that the edges of the bread were burnt. That would suck for it to be your last meal and somebody burnt it. I would be so mad.
Girl, I think you'd have way bigger fish to fry.
No, because I'm one of those where I don't focus on that. Like, if my anxiety's up, I'm not going to focus on the main thing, main source of my anxiety. I'm going to focus on everything that's not has anything to do with it.
Good for him for being even able to eat while he was fixing to die.
Yeah. But then it also makes you wonder, surely they knew they were being sacrificed.
So this is what I was going to ask just a second ago. It seems like there's like a common thing here. They've all got some sort of seed, no meat in their bellies, right? And I don't know, from just the way you're describing it, they don't sound like, I don't want to say poor people, but they don't sound like
they
poor people.
They sound like, well, yeah, that's
but
what
kind
I mean,
of
they
noble
said.
Status.
Like wealthy and noble status.
And it seems like a lot of them are getting used as part of a ritual.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's... part of like the standard of the ritual. If it's got to be like a rich, well-off person that maybe, because the last two people had their nipples cut off, that maybe were, what would you call that, decrowned or?
Yeah, dethroned, I
dethroned,
guess.
Yeah, that's what it would be.
Or is it not even dethroned? Do they do it as an honor? Like, it's not them stripping away their...
Because we are in an entirely different part of the world.
Yeah, so are they not dethroning them? Is it an honor and be like, I, as your king, sacrifice myself to bring... fertility back to the land, and they go through all this for that?
Yeah, but then why would you beat the hell out of them?
Well, maybe they hit him over the head once to knock him out and then do everything else.
The why? Why you gotta hit him in the head twice? That dude said he got like his nose smashed in.
Well, they said that they gotta make sure they appease the gods.
They ran ropes to the upper man's torso.
The gods didn't have the movie Hostel back then, okay? This was their movie. This is their gory Halloween spooky era movie. They would just watch these people torment each other.
That's awful.
Wild. So his bread was burnt. They also forgiving sacrifice for being was burnt. They also found pollen of mistletoe, which is believed to be sacred by the druids, tied to fertility and renewal. So again, something else that ties it to being a sacrifice for fertility and renewal. His last meal seems to be more of a ritualistic offering than just an ordinary supper. The Lindow Man is preserved and displayed in the British Museum. His leathery skin, peaceful expression, and visible beard make him one of the most lifelike bog bodies. And this was him. Looks like he's like hugging something like, hey, you little buddy, let me give you a, what's that called when you rub the kid's head?
A noogie?
Yeah, let me give you a little noogie there, buddy. You can see his, I mean, his mouth and everything.
Wait, is he in clothes?
It looks like he was in clothes. He was not naked.
So that's different. Most of the other ones have been naked.
Most of them have been naked. He's got clothes.
Interesting.
Very.
Are those his bones?
I guess so. Do you know what he kind of reminds me of? The Tales of the Crypt guy.
My goodness. Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Well, that's just because he's like a little skeleton.
He's a bog body.
Yeah, he's a bog body.
So that was the Lindow Man. I think we've got three more, and they're a little bit shorter. So then we have the Cashel Man. The oldest body that has been found is the Cashel Man. He was found in 2011 by a peat digging machine in Cashel Bog, County Leois, Ireland. Unfortunately, the machine destroyed part of the body, but archaeologists were able to salvage pieces of him. They were able to determine he was 20 to 25 years old, 5 feet, 8 inches tall, and is from the Bronze Age. So this is way before the other ones, even. His nipples were mutilated. We're just going to start saying that now. We're just going to be sending someone like, nipples mutilated.
Mm-hmm. He had his nipples taken from him.
That's going to be the new insult.
He was stripped of his throne and his nipples.
When Tori pisses us off, but I will cut your nipples off.
She ain't gonna have no idea.
All right, so his nipples were mutilated and his back was broken in two different places. Radiocarbon placed him around 2000 BCE, which is older than Stonehenge's final construction. This also means he lived before the pyramids of Giza were completed. Before Homer, and before Rome even existed.
You said Homer, and tell me why my mind went to Simpson.
I was obsessed with that for a long time.
I was like, well, of course he was before that. I know that's the longest running show, but...
That's funny. He was kept in the National Museum of Ireland in Dublin. He is incredibly fragile due to the age of the body and the damage it experienced when it was found. So here we have Old Man Cashel.
I feel like you should have went ahead and described whatever this peat stuff is, because it seems like they're all digging for it.
It's basically moss, and they can use it as fuel. So okay. A lot of people go harvest it to use it as fuel.
It's weird that they're finding fuel in bogs. What in the world?
What the hell?
Yeah. That must have hit that one good with the peat machine.
Yeah, I mean, you can see where it, like, collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild looking. Oh, look, he has a nice little hat, Mr. Archaeologist.
I'm looking at the big old raisin he's playing with in the dirt. That's gross. I wonder what they smell like.
I wonder if there is... Well, yeah, because that's, like, stagnant... Well, no, because nothing's decaying.
No, you're right.
So I wonder if it would smell.
It'd probably just smell like a bog.
We're going to get canceled for this with the way we're like.
Yeah, you was asking how they taste and what they smell like.
My bad. Now we have the Wendebeet Girl. This body was found in 1952 in northern Germany. Like all the others, at first glance, people thought it was the result of a recent murder. Later on, during a forensic study, they found out that she was actually a male teenager thought to be about 16 years old.
What? She was a male?
She
was
a he.
She was a male teenager. Okay.
Yeah. She was a he. They got that wrong. He was about 5 feet tall, very malnourished, possibly ill. Half of his head was missing hair, leading scientists to believe that it was for like a form of punishment or shaming. However, later studies showed it was actually due to the bog's conditions, and it didn't have anything to do with shaving.
Mm.
They really messed up on this one. First, they thought he was a woman. Then they're like, oh, you were shamed by shaving your hair. Just kidding.
Yeah.
My bad. A woven band covered his eyes, possibly to cover them before being killed. They believed he was either strangled or possibly drowned in the bog after doing CT scans and finding no fatal wounds. So this is one of the few where he did not have any outward fatal wounds. He was pretty young at 16. I was going to say,
the first kid that we've heard about. The rest of them have been old-ass men.
Yeah. So this is the Wendebeet Girl.
Maybe the killer's finally having some remorse.
Wendebeet boy, girl. Girl, boy.
The little girl boys.
Well, you can see his ribs and everything.
You can see our ribs.
And, I mean, you can still see the...
Yeah, but it's not as well preserved as the other ones have been.
Maybe it's just the facial features. Like, he looks more swollen.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe that has to do with him being ill and maybe not.
Something to do with his illness.
Yeah.
Or maybe it has something to do with the fact he was strangled.
And it looks like he had clothes on. So. Interesting. Now we have the Edie Girl. She was found on May 12th, 1987 in the Edie Peat Bog by two peat cutters. I feel like that's a tongue twister. At first, people were frightened. Some believed that she had been recently killed and then disposed of in the bog, while others whispered that maybe it was witchcraft. Because, of course, why wouldn't it be? The body was severely damaged when she was found. One arm was cut off by the peat spade. So the peat collectors, I guess, accidentally cut her arm off. Her hair was pulled out by locals and they kept it as a souvenir.
Like the people cutting the...
Like from the village. Like when they had people come and like, look what we found. They're like, oh, give me some of her hair.
Yeah, and I'll take some scissors. Something.
It's no different than you keeping a toe.
Yeah, but that's my body. Not some body I found in the woods.
Well, enough of her body was salvaged that scientists were able to determine that she was, in fact, an ancient body.
And she was a she.
And she was a she. About 16 years old at the time of her death, estimated to only be about 4 feet 6 inches tall. They determined she was unusually short, and this could have been due to malnutrition, disease, or maybe even scoliosis. She had long blonde or light brown hair. Her face was flattened due to what happened to bodies in the bog. The bogs preserve soft tissues, but they destroy calcium. So often, many bogs are left flat and squishy, and a lot of times will not have the skeleton inside. So they're basically just...
It'll just be like skin, muscle.
Men in Black. The bug guy. When he, like, his face starts and he's like... and all the roaches come out.
I was just talking about Men in Black the other night.
I love that movie.
The little worm dudes.
Yeah. When Tori and Elizabeth used to poke their butt and boobs out for pictures, I always said they looked like the little... He used to call them the worms. Love you guys. So basically just skin suits. They did a facial reconstruction of her facial features in 1994. She wore a wool cloak that had a colorful wool band around the neck that was used to strangle her and leaving marks on her neck.
It's wild how the victims have changed, too.
Yeah. She also had a deep stab wound over her collarbone, and scientists believe she could have also been a ritual sacrifice, but also wonder if there was another cause. Some believe it could have been punishment for a crime, or possibly for her having scoliosis, and it visibly made her look different. And you know how bad it was back then. Like, you're different, so I'm like off you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This could have also made her a chosen sacrifice. So if she did have a deformity, they're like, oh, here's this to offer to the gods. Her remains are kept at the Drents Museum in Assen, Netherlands. Due to them creating a facial reconstruction, she became one of the most popular exhibits. I have her body and her facial reconstruction picture.
Oh my goodness. Why is her forehead so big though? That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. But it's kind of creepy. Like, I feel like she's staring into my soul.
Right. Her face kind of reminds me of E.T.
E.T. Maybe a little bit. Like if E.T. was wearing Drew Barrymore's wig.
Yes.
Or no, he does in the movie. He does wear a wig in the movie when they dress him up.
I have never seen E.T. I've just seen clips of it.
Are you serious? You know,
like the infamous.
We're going to have to watch. I didn't know you had never seen that. I feel like I failed you. Well, the most recent body was found in October 2023. Again, they thought it was a female, but after further testing, determined to be male. The modern... How do you like to be that your last known thing was, this is a female. Whoopsies.
You know what? Fuck everybody else. I made it past, way past them. They're oil in the dirt now.
With modern techniques like DNA analysis, initial assessments of the sex of the bodies have been proven to be incorrect. So a lot of them, that has happened where they thought it was one, but after they...
Wait, you said soft tissues preserved, right? So their wieners and vaginas should be preserved, right? It's soft tissue, ain't it?
It depends.
Oh, God.
We're just going to move on. Bog bodies are more than archaeologist finds. They are also the ghost from the past pulled from the earth itself. The Tollan man still lies with the calm face of a man who walked to his death willingly. The Edie girl stares back at us as a teenager strangled with a cord of wool, her life cut short for reasons we may never fully know. The Windabe body, mistaken for a girl for decades, still carries the eerie image of a blindfolded sacrifice. And then the Cashel man, buried long before the pyramids were ever finished, proves that this ritual happened back in the Iron Age as well. Each body is a reminder that bogs are not just wetlands, but places of fear, faith, and final offerings. Their silence is chilling. So were they victims, volunteers, or chosen sacrifices to the gods?
It's so interesting how well preserved they are, though.
I know, and there are so many similarities between a lot of them, but then a lot of discrepancies too.
Well, it seems like it was drawn out over a long period of time too.
So maybe it's evolving to different things.
We know things too evolve over time.
Yeah,
it just happens.
Yeah,
whether they're rituals or cultures or actual beings.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the bog bodies. That's it.
That's not what I thought I'd be talking about this evening, but that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I think they have some on the History Channel, maybe. There's a bunch on YouTube. There's a bunch of stuff on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Like I said, there's over 1,000 of them that have been found. So, I mean, each one has its own story. So
it's pretty unique how they're preserved, too, though, because I feel like everything I've known about, not that I'm, you know, scientist to preserve in bodies, but I thought it took like a dry, dark environment, you know.
Yeah.
It's very, very hot, I would think.
But you got to think, when they keep them in the morgue, it's cold.
It is.
It slows down that decay. You just got to get that out of there. So this, I think, preserves it more, whereas like a dry desert just dries it out and makes it more like beef jerky. So this is like, if you want to pickle your human, you put them in the bog.
If you want to make pickles,
if you want a jerky, they go to the desert.
And wrap them in paper.
Yeah. It's wild. Definitely wild. Makes you think.
Yeah, is this like some weird society, group of people?
Yeah.
Or is it just some weird, well, never mind. That was happening for far too long for it not to
be one. Is it church? One killer? Yeah.
Generational thing.
Yeah. Was it kind of, kind of like you said, though. Yeah, it happened over a long period of time, but almost like with the Salem witch trials, is it just another version of that? Like, I don't know.
Were they casting out the different people?
Yeah.
It's possible. Maybe they were truly sacrificing these people in hopes that they would build, the gods would bring fields of crops. And
yeah. And again, it makes you wonder, were they volunteering? Like, I volunteer as tribute, you know, and sacrifice themselves? Or they're like, hey, Seth, today's your day.
Yeah, they'd had to, because there's no way in hell. That...
What if they're sitting there and they bring them a bowl of porridge? And you look at it and you're like, oh, shit.
It's just that time, it goes.
You just start covering your nipples. Like, I'm done. Yeah. Well, I guess that's it. Unless you got anything.
I don't have anything.
Nothing.
Nothing to add on your bog bodies. That was pretty.
You're going to go home to mom and be like, listen.
We need to get her some help.
I'm going to have a lot of editing to do. We're going to have to edit some.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I guess go like, follow, share, comment, subscribe.
Keep watching. Show your people.
Keep watching. We're on YouTube with video. We are on Spotify, Amazon, Apple Music, all of them. Just go search up The Guilty and the Ghostly. Be like Seth and play it in the shop and make everybody listen to it.
Exactly. Go to public. Make people listen to it there. And then when they're like, what are you listening to? Send them the link. Don't even tell them. Just tell them to listen.
Send them the bog bodies. Maybe warm them up a little bit first.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was wild. It was very interesting, though, so I enjoyed it. Well, I guess that's it till next week. I think Josh will be back. He's supposed to present his first one.
Did you give him a deadline?
I told him next week, and then he leaves town for almost 3 weeks, so he better...
Get on it?
Get on it.
That helped me, is having a date that it was like...
That's what I told him. We may work on it this weekend a little bit.
It's going to be you.
I ain't doing it. I'm making him do it. I think he's... I'll tell you later. All right, guys. Well, we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Stay spooky.